This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Increasing coronavirus cases in Washington state have caused some counties to rethink the speed at which they reopen. The state is not letting anyone advance to the fourth and final phase of its reopening plan right now. Kitsap County's plans to go to phase three are on hold, and Pierce County is holding off on applying for a modified phase two reopening. Dr. Anthony Chen is the director of health for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. When we spoke earlier today, he told me that the county has seen cases increase in recent weeks.
People were tired. They were tired of being home. They were tired of not being able to see their friends and family. You know, and when we did move to phase two, I think they got a little too exuberant. And I think the thing that we need to be able to show is that we can get back into that discipline, because we're seeing that every little bit that you and I are doing contributes to the issue, right? So people have asked, what's going on? Are we getting a nursing home outbreak? No. Is it the protesters from the Black Lives Matter and police brutality protest? No. It is everywhere. And a couple of days ago, we were working with 11 local businesses because they had outbreaks. It's hardware stores, coffee shops, warehouses, everything. We're seeing more younger people get infections. And that probably reflects the fact that younger people tend to, you know, move around more. They also like to socialize more. And so that's what's happening now. And we really need everyone to, go back to everything we know that they were capable of doing.
You know, early in the pandemic, the approach from health officials in the state was to ramp up testing, to establish networks of contact tracing. There were widespread closures, these kinds of government-led responses. The emphasis seems to have shifted now toward mask wearing, toward maintaining distance, more heavily weighted toward personal responsibility, individual acts instead of large-scale action, or a combination of the two, but with the weight shifting a little bit. Is that a fair assessment of the transition?
You have to understand that government can set policy and guidance. You know, the governor said, stay at home, but it wasn't the governor staying at home alone. Every one of us stayed at home. I don't care whether you want to call that personal responsibility, civic duty, or whatever. This is a false dichotomy to say we're shifting to personal responsibility. There always has been personal responsibility, but I don't want to call it that. It is being smart, and it's also being caring. And that's no different than when, you know, we drive down the road, we drive carefully because we hope the other guy's driving carefully too, so that we don't get in an accident. Every little bit that you and I do adds up.
When governmental officials try to warn the public about threats, oftentimes those threats are visible, are perceptible. There's a hurricane coming. Oh yes, I see the sky turning gray. The wind is picking up. This is invisible.
You know, while the virus isn't invisible, the impacts are not. When we're having businesses that worked really hard to reopen and they're having to close again, that's totally visible. When you have people dying, that's totally visible. It's just that people don't see it that way. To them, the threat feels invisible, but it's not invisible.
Over the past 2 or 3 months, are there lessons learned, both missteps and things that you really got right?
Pierce County has been very fortunate. If you look at our numbers, we have always lagged King County and Snohomish County. And, you know, people forget Yakima is our neighbor, and they're just being so challenged. And we fortunately have not been. Our hospital capacity has done okay. When we have had outbreaks in long-term care facilities, we've been able to control them, get right on top of them. Were there missteps? Of course there were. You know, it revealed the weaknesses of supply chain. It is still the case. And it is very frustrating to me that there's a lack of a national strategy to control the pandemic. I mean, we had time to fix the supply chain. It has not been fixed. It just gets me very frustrated when I'm hearing that we're going to be running into testing supply shortages again. There's some positive things too. Everyone has become an amateur epidemiologist. They're talking about the numbers, the reproductive ratio, right? The R factor, you know, this and that. It's like people are paying attention to it. you know, public health has always labored in the shadows. And, you know, we've seen significant cuts to public health funding. I'm hopeful that people will recognize that this is an important investment in our health and in fact, for our country's security to have good public health.
We've been in major pandemic response mode in this country for about 3 to 4 months now. What do you see in the next 3 months? Which communities are you most concerned about, potential hotspots? Just what does the near future look like to you right now?
It's very difficult to predict. However, we are in a better place now than we were a few months ago. I mean, in the past few days, we've been doing case investigation, contact tracing, contacting like 450 people a day. A year ago, if you have told our infectious disease folks who normally do STDs and HIV, you know, things like that, that we would be doing 450 patient contacts a day, they would have laughed. I mean, we're obviously in a holding pattern. We're not going to recommend any progression in phases until we, number one, see stabilization. This curve has to flatten out. Number two, we would like to see it going down, right? I mean, it doesn't help us if we flatten out at 80 cases a day. We are preparing for the fall that one of two things, well, actually both things will probably happen. One is that COVID-19 will probably start to demonstrate some seasonality. It probably will increase in infection as we get into the what we normally call the flu season. The second is the flu season and upper respiratory infection season will arrive. What does that mean? Chaos will break out again. You know, my mother was in the hospital a few times earlier this year. I remember walking into St. Francis emergency room to see her. There were people lining the hallways. You couldn't sit in the waiting room.
This was even before the pandemic.
It was before the pandemic really took hold, right? There were cases. What we're going to need people to do this fall is everything that we're talking about now, they need to double up on it. Not just for COVID-19, they need to prevent flu and other respiratory infections. And everyone needs to get a flu shot, right? The recommendations, everyone over 6 months of age should get a flu shot. Why is that? Because we need to keep people out of emergency rooms. We need people to be healthy so they don't think they have COVID and be, you know, rushing to go to the emergency room. And then we will find out whether some of our guesses are correct. School is scheduled to reopen. Colleges are going to be coming back to full session. We already have seen University of Washington now has an outbreak among its fraternities. I mean, it's the summer. If we're having a fraternity outbreak at a college, what's it going to be like when more kids are back in the fall? And it's very concerning for us about the economy as well. If businesses are struggling now, you know, with infections and outbreaks, what's it going to be like later? So that's what we plan for, right? We plan for like the big Nisqually earthquake and hope that's just a little tremor. You know, I don't want to get people scared, but I need to know that we are planning and we need people to be doing their part because we're all in this together.
Dr. Anthony Chen is the Director of Health for the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department.